So I spoke. And the spirit of swift-footed Iasides departed with long strides across the field of Asphodel, pleased that I said his son was famous. But the other spirits of those dead and gone stood sadly there. Each asked for what he loved. Only the spirit of Ajax, son of Telamon, held aloof, still angry at the victory I gained in the contest at the ships for the armor of Achilles. The goddess mother of Achilles offered the prize, and the sons of the Trojans were the judges, they and Pallas Athena. Would I had never won in such a strife, since thus the earth closed round the head of Ajax, who in beauty and achievement surpassed all other Danaans save the gallant son of Peleus. To him I spoke in gentle words and said, Ajax, son of gallant Telamon, will you not, even in death, forget your wrath about the accursed armor? To plague the Argives the gods gave it, since such a tower as you were lost thereby. For you, as for Achilles, son of Peleus, do we Achaeans mourn unceasingly. None was to blame but Zeus, who, fiercely hating all the host of Danaan spearmen, brought upon you this doom. Nay, king, draw near, that you may listen to our voice and hear our words. Abate your pride and haughty spirit. I spoke. He did not answer, but went his way after the other spirits of those dead and gone, on into Erebus. Yet then, despite his wrath, he should have spoken, or I had spoken to him, but that the heart within my breast wished to see other spirits of the dead. There I saw Minos, the illustrious son of Zeus, a golden scepter in his hand, administering justice to the dead from where he sat, while all around men called for judgment from the king, sitting and standing in the wide-doored hall of Hades. Next I marked huge Orion drive through the field of Asphodel, the game that in his life he slew on the lonely hills. He held a club of solid bronze that never can be broken. And Tityus I saw, the son of far-famed Gaea, stretched on the plain. Across 9 roods he stretched. 2 vultures sat beside him, one upon either hand, and tore his liver, piercing the caul within. Yet with his hands he did not keep them off, for he did violence to Leto, the honored wife of Zeus, as she was going to Pytho through pleasant Panopeus.